Hannah said she knew at a young age that she wanted to teach, and eventually she settled on law school, where she would study to become a professor. But her hopes were temporarily derailed by a male faculty advisor who announced she wasn't law professor material. Hannah recalled the experience and its aftermath at a VPR commentator's brunch.
For a good long while, I tried to shift gears. I passed on key opportunities, made not-so-smart personal choices, and even practiced law for a while. I was a terrible lawyer. I even passed out once in court.
But as the Harvard Law School graduate recalled, her instinct and desire to teach prevailed. Hannah's classroom extended far beyond the law school's South Royalton campus. As a frequent radio and television commentator, she made understandable the often arcane world of courts and law. She paid close attention to the workings and the personalities of the Vermont Supreme Court. Hannah's passion was advocating for women's equity. She and her students worked closely with the Vermont Commission on Women, helping with briefs and compiling information on the legal rights of women. Carrie Brown is executive director of the commission.
She was extremely active with equal pay issues, with equal pay law. She provided a lot of good information, including testimony.
Few descriptions of Hannah fail to mention her enthusiasm for people and for the law, a quality Brown also recalls.
She had a real way of transforming what could be sort of dry legal language and issues into something very lively and exciting that was really meaningful for the people that she was sharing it with. She leaves such a huge hole in so many ways.
Vermont Law School graduate Cheryl Feinberg of Burlington says Hannah's enthusiasm in her freshman constitutional law class was a hallmark of her teaching style, along with a personal touch.
Constitutional law was one of those classes that was required, so it was a big class, and she made time for every single one of us anytime we needed it. I always felt like she was there for us.
Feinberg says freshman year at law school is an intimidating experience, but Hannah made her students feel welcome. Perhaps that was because of Hannah's own experience as a student, when that advisor failed to see the law professor in her. She said as much.
I constantly try hard to look beyond what I think is obvious in my own students, to see them as they one day hope to see themselves.
Cheryl Hannah is survived by her husband and two children. A memorial service will be held at a later date. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.